Hi everyone, how are you? I'm doing my AMA finally, so if you'd like to listen to this part, if not, you can skip all the way to the part where I fuck myself for free. But no, I will put a timestamp in the, what is that called? I don't even know what that's called. In the post, I'm just gonna say post. And it should say when that happens. Okay. But I'm gonna answer these questions and then I'm gonna. Yeah. Okay. The first question is, what's this? Oh, I also put these all in different categories so that I can be focused on what the questions are. So, the question is, what's the story behind your name? So, my name is Angelfish. I was playing Animal Crossing one day and I saw an angelfish and I fell in love with it and the name. So, I asked my boyfriend at the time if he could call me Angelfish, and after that he did it like one time and it stuck. My name was gonna be Bunny Boo for some reason. I don't know why Bunny Boo was the thought in my brain, but I thought Angelfish was cute. Oh, I have a question. Tell me if this is a weird concept for like a profile picture, but I want to have like me as a person, like a cartoon, and then like my halo, not exactly be a regular halo, because angelfish. I want the halo to be a halo of like angelfish, like above my head. Does that sound weird? Probably. But yeah. Who is your favorite VA artist? Okay, so I'm guessing you're actually my favorite VA artist, voice actor. Okay, Feelgood Filth. My favorite. He has been my favorite since I was fucking 13. Which is weird, but he's been my favorite since I was 13. I'm currently 18, so he has a little bit on me. What is your recording setup like? You are currently on my iPhone 11 and my iPhone headphones. I don't have a mic. I don't have a setup. I don't have anything. This is just me with this. I usually like to make sure that there's no noise around, but sometimes there's some noise, but because I live in a place with a lot of noise. So I try my best to find times to record. What is your favorite fantasy? My favorite fantasy has to be the kind of like rape fantasy, because I have a, that's my rape, I have a rape kink, but I also like a very, very loving boyfriend who can degrade me to shit and then cuddle me and give me love. Yes. Favorite types of audios. Anything with like degrading or like rape kind of thing. But I also love those audios of like very, very loving and caring boyfriends who kind of submit but don't submit, and the mommy audios. I like when men call me mommy, yes. And women. Women calling me mommy is just, but I'm very submissive, so anyway. Why do you make audios? For fun? I make it for fun. Because fun is fun. I started making it for fun. I've never been trying to make it for money, except for the commissions, but I also do that for fun as well. Will you ever do a Little Sister Big Brother audio? Yes, I just haven't found anything that's brought my attention, I mean gotten my attention and made me want to do it. What's your favorite thing about recording audios? The attention. No, I like making people happy, and I like that people, when people listen to my audios, they're happy. Yeah, so I like it hearing how happy my audios made them. What has been your favorite audio to make? An audio that I have not posted. No, I'm kidding. My favorite audio to make may or may not have been the brother. Boyfriend's brother audios. Yes. I think the second one was my favorite to make. No, the third one. The third one was my. No, wait. There's four of them? How many did I make? I don't even. Oh, no. It was the sex shop one. It was that one. That one is my favorite. I had that idea since the beginning of me recording. So, that one has to be my favorite. It was the best thing I've ever done. Will you ever do a Rambo Fap again? I just did, I think. Maybe. I'm going to. So if you didn't catch that one, you can catch this one. But yes. Besides GWA, what are the top three erotic subreddits you visit? Okay. GWA is one of them because it's the only one I'm ever on. I like to go on sex work. Okay, I like to go on escorts or the sex work kind of subreddits because I love to hear the stories about like what people go through as like as a escort. So it's fun to listen to. I mean, sometimes it's fun to watch. Read? Jesus. Other than that, those are the only two I'm really on, honestly. How'd you stumble upon GWA? That is a very good question. Okay. There's this person named Yagamiyato, and on TikTok they started posting their audios, and I fell in love and developed a whole voice kink. I then found Professor Cal, which we do not speak of him, but we mention him. Anyway, I started to listen to Professor Cal, I found a whole bunch of other people, and then I found GWA. Then I realized that Feel Good Filth was on there, and I realized that I wanted to be a kind of GWA person, a VA, that's what it's called. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I don't know. Because of the commissions, I've been brought out of my comfort zone. So I don't think there is much that I won't do other than like pee kinks or like, yeah, I think that might be my only one. And like, yeah, that's it. In the incest, I will do maybe in the meantime, maybe later. I've just had a lot. I don't know. Okay, here's favorites. What's your favorite TV show? These are all like favorites. Okay, can you be any louder? We understand you have a motorcycle. Relax. What's your favorite TV show? It would have to be Glee, which is a very, very toxic show. Glee, Grey's Anatomy, and Pretty Little Liars. It's a really good one. What is your favorite movie? Hairspray, Deadpool, Princess and the Frog, Beauty and the Beast, and The Swan Princess. Oh, and fuck, what's that movie with the dude who plays drums? Shit. Okay, I can't remember it. Fuck. It's one of my favorite movies. How can I not remember it? What's Eating Gilbert Grape? That's another one. But I can't remember the one with the fucking... Okay, it's a dude from Spider-Man, and I forgot where the other dude is from, but he wants to be a very, very, like, drummer, a big drummer for, like, the orchestra or some shit like that. Anyway, he's a drummer, and then he's, like, teaching him how to drum, and he's, like, abusing him, and then towards the end, like, he, like, plays the shit out of the fucking drums that he, like, hurts his hand. I don't remember. Anyway, what is your favorite book? My favorite book is Suicide Notes by Michael Ford, Cinder by Marissa Mayer. Yes, those are my favorite books. Anything else that's my favorite? No, I think I like those. I like the other books, but those two are my absolute favorite. What's your favorite food? It would have to be cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers are my favorite food. Favorite time of year? My favorite time of year is winter. I was born in the winter, December baby. What's your favorite video game? Or do you like any video games? My favorite video game is Diablo. I was actually playing that before we did anything. But Diablo is the only game I play. But I do like Ratchet and Clank. I do like Assassin's Creed. Yeah, not gonna talk about that. My dad was a very, very big gamer back in the day. When I was younger, I mean. What's your favorite scent? It has to be vanilla. Vanilla or coconut are my two favorite scents. And mango. Peach. Jesus Christ. What is your favorite school subject? LA or English? Because I get to read books at that point, and I'm a very big reader. Your favorite color? My favorite color is yellow and black, but yellow is my favorite. What's your favorite flavor? Chocolate, if we're talking about cake. Chocolate if we're talking about ice cream. But if we're talking about like drinks and stuff like that, it would be like peach, mango, pineapple, and peach, mango, pineapple, chocolate. Your favorite rapper? My favorite rapper is J. Cole. Wit Lori, NF, Nas, shit, Kanye West, Jay-Z. But J. Cole's my absolute favorite. What's your favorite snack? Okay, I have a thing where I cut up apples into little squares, and I will eat that constantly. That and watermelon. Watermelon is my favorite fruit as well, which is the next question. What is your favorite fruit? Watermelon. What is your favorite song? I don't have one. Maybe Miserable at Best by Mayday Parade is my favorite song. It's a really good song. And I've listened to no, Billie, anything by Billie Eilish. Who is your favorite singer or music artist? Billie Eilish. Who is your favorite superhero? Deadpool, but he's not a superhero. But if I had to say any type of superhero, it would be fucking Nightcrawler or Gambit. Gambit is a good one. Favorite Ninja Turtle. When I was younger, it was Raphael. Now that I'm older, it's Donatello. Kong or Godzilla? It's a very late question. Maybe because I record this late, not because it's a late question. Jesus. Kong or Godzilla? Okay, I want to say Kong, but I also want to say Godzilla, because remember when he spit in that animal's, I forgot what he spit in, I think it was another lizard, when he spit in that bitch's mouth, I want him to spit in my, okay, anyway, cats or dogs, I am a both person, I like both of them, but if I had to pick, it would have to be dogs. I'm very much of a dog person. Jesus Christ, how many minutes am I on? 11? Oh, yeah, okay. Now this question's about me. How are you? I'm well. I'm good. I'm happy. I can record. I am. School is going great. As well as school can go. I actually got this bookcase with a whole bunch of books. All my favorite books fit on it, and it's beautiful. Okay, another point. What is your biggest pet peeve? People who blast their music and people who lie. Those are my biggest pet peeves. What do you have any hobbies and what are they? I paint, I read, I write, I play the ukulele. What else do I do? I do a whole bunch of other shit. I make rings. Yeah, that's what I do. I paint, read, write. Yeah, those are what I do. And I record for fun. What's the most embarrassing story? I kissed a guy I liked. The reason why I answered this so fast is because this shit lives in my brain forever. I kissed a guy I liked in front of the entire school and all of the teachers. And everyone watched. And I cried on the inside for weeks. Do you know how hot you are? No, but you should definitely tell me. I'm kidding, don't tell me. I know. I mean, no, I don't know. Jesus, I sound conceited now. Fuck! What is your type? I don't have a type. I like men who are funny and women who are funny. And I like people who can, make a joke and who are into the same things that I am into. That I'm into. Jesus Christ. How tall are you? I'm 5'2". I've been 5'2" since middle school. Do you like sparkling water? Fuck no. That is the devil's piss, that's all I can say. What is your biggest fear? My biggest fear is being alone. I hate being alone. I feel like I'm gonna die alone. That's what I'm scared of. Just being alone. And I don't like doing things alone at all any as well. I hate going out and being by myself. I just hate it. If you had three wishes, what would they be? Okay, my first wish is to have every book that I've ever wanted. And I want anytime I see a book, I want to be able to have it. Like, no matter what. Like, the next day, it comes in, like, on my doorstep. Like, every time I think about it, it just comes on my doorstep. And I have a big building. Okay, let me explain. Okay, I get so excited. I want a big building of every book I've ever wanted. If I see a book the next day I go into that building, it's there. Like a big library for myself. I would also like everything that I want, and like every anime merch kind of thing that I've ever wanted. Like if I want it, it'll show up on my doorstep. And I would like to be able to go into a store and have the exact amount of money that I always need, because I feel like I always feel like if I buy something, I'm gonna be short of change, like short of money. So every time I go to buy something, I want the exact amount in my hand, in my wallet, in my cards. That's what I. Okay, we get it. You're on a motorcycle. Relax. I don't think he gives a shit about me and the fact that I'm recording, dick face. What is your sexual orientation? I am bisexual, pansexual. I guess most people are like, oh, you're just bi, or oh, you're just pan, but I am bisexual, or I'm pansexual. I don't really know. It's between those two. I know that sounds like a identity crisis, but I like men and I like women. I also like non-binary people. Does that make me pansexual? I think so. I don't know. I do like transgenders as well. But at that point, you're a woman, and I'm gonna think of you as a woman. I'm not gonna dismiss that you're trans. I'm just saying, at that point, you're a woman. Or you're a man. How do you like your partners? I like my partners any kind of way. Are you more of a sub or a dom? I'm more of a sub. I know I haven't made any audios of me being an exact sub, but I just don't know how to go about it, you know? And how do you like your partners? Oh, again. I like my partners to either be dominant or submissive. Like I don't really mind. I'm more of a switch, but I'm more of a sub. What is your zodiac sign? I'm a Sagittarius. Again, I was born in December. How old are you? I am 18. I will always be 18 until December. Best thing someone's told you. So this guy once told me that if I never become a mother, then God doesn't exist, because I'm a person who absolutely deserves to have a child, and because I have some problems with that. But the point is, when he said that, it made me feel like the luckiest woman in the world, and I hope one day that I can possibly bring a child into this world, and he would be right. Yeah, it made me cry for like 2 days. What is your love language? Okay, my love language is when I find little things that I like if I find this little rock on the floor, I will give you this little rock. I will make you things. I will find things that remind me of you, or just that I think are beautiful, and I will give them to you. That's my love language. And I'm not very bitch. I'm not a bitch. Yeah, that's true. I'm not a big person on touching because of certain things, but I like to be touched. Depends on who you are. What is your dream job? My dream job is open to have my own bookstore, to own my own bookstore and write my own book. What is your dream job? I'm not dream job. Future plan. What is your plans for the future? To own a bookstore. Do you want to travel? Yes, I want to travel to Japan, Italy, and Dubai. I don't know why. I just feel like I want to go to Dubai for one day. Do you like comics slash manga? Yes, I do. I love comics and I love manga. Who do you look up to? My mother, even though she's a bitch. I'm kidding. My mother. I want to be a mom, just like her. I want to be a person who can love their child more than she can, because I know she can, but I want to be more. If that sounds weird, I'm sorry. Has anyone ever done something so sweet that you didn't just get butterflies in your stomach, but your soul fluttered? I burnt my hand, and the guy I was talking to, whenever I would hurt myself, he sent me kisses, like through the phone. And yeah, so when I showed it to him when we met up, or I didn't show it to him. He reached for my hand and showed himself, And he kissed it right there. And it was nice. Anyway, marry me? Absolutely. I want a garden wedding, and I want to be able to... Oh, I want a garden wedding. That's all I want. I want to be able to look like a little fairy. are you currently single? Yes, but I just got engaged, so I don't think I can do that. No, I'm single. Big hands over small hands. I like big hands because I have tiny hands, and I feel like I need a big hands person, a big person with big hands, a person with big hands. Jesus, how do you feel about PDA? I can hold your hand. I can kiss you at least once, but I don't really like doing that in public. There's a dog outside. Have you ever cheated on anyone? No, I have not. What is something you love, but most people hate? Books, and oh, my pigs. I love pigs. Pigs are so cute. They're my favorite animal. But everyone in my family hates them. And my books. Everyone gets mad at me because I have so many books. But that's not my point. That's the point. I love my books. What stereotype about your country / ethnicity do you dislike the most? That we are dangerous, and we steal, and we kill, and we cheat, and our men are deadbeats. And that it's a very dangerous place to live. Like, it's really not. When you think about it, it's not. But that's not the point. What's the dumbest / funniest sexual encounter you've ever had? I was having phone sex with a man, and he told me to put my foot in his ass and wear him like a loafer. I'm not lying. I don't want to talk about it. What's the worst date and best date you've ever been on? I don't have one. Never been on a date. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be, and what would be your gimmick / character? I've known this answer since I was 13. My name would be Cricket Alvarez. Exactly, that's what I said. Me and my dad came up with that when I was 13. That sounds funny. What is something other women do that you simply don't understand or can't relate to? How do women do makeup? That's my question. Your hands are so beautiful. I don't know how you do that. I don't wear makeup. But just watching women put makeup on is, like, mesmerizing. Because, like, how the fuck do you do that? And wear heels. I don't really wear heels. I'm okay on heels. But how can you stand in heels for hours and hours on end? Like, I don't understand. Like, you guys are fucking talented and beautiful. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? Focus. It's always better to be smart than pretty. My dad always told me that. Have you ever cried at a movie? Yes. If yes, tell us about that. If not, what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? I cry at every movie. I am a big bitch. I cried at Tinkerbell and the Lost Treasure. No, not Lost Treasure. Tinkerbell and the Neverbeast. I cried on Abominable. The Yeti. I cried on everything. But I mostly cry on a lot of movies because they hit me hard. Hit me at home. If all your sex toys you own came to life, Toy Story style, how would they behave and what would they talk about? My dildo would tell me to stop shoving it. No, my dildo would probably be like, can you please get me out of this bin? Why do you keep me here? My vibrator is going to ask me why it's going to come out of the shadows because I have no idea where it is. And my lush would probably be screaming in a box because that's coming soon. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? Steven Universe. And I think, yeah, Steven Universe is my favorite. It's my favorite cartoon of all time. How much does religion matter in a relationship? Would it be okay with someone that believes in God? I don't specifically believe in God, but my partner did. That's good, and I understand and I support. When it comes to politics, would you be okay with someone dating the opposite would you be okay with dating someone on the opposite spectrum? Yes, as long as you support the things that I support. That's all. Okay? That's it. Do you find muscular men more attractive than non-muscular men. No, I like men all the same. Men are hot any kind of way. Do you find tall men more attractive than shorter men? No, I like them all attractive. They're all the same attractiveness. Would it be a turnoff if you found out your potential partner was a virgin in his 20s, 30s, or 40s? No, you're waiting for the right person. I completely understand that. Fuck, marry, or kill. Fuck, marry, kill. Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, Catwoman. I'd kill Catwoman, fuck her. I would marry Harley Quinn and... No, I'd marry Poison Ivy and fuck Harley Quinn. What makes you smile the most? My books? I'm looking at my bookcase right now and it's so fucking beautiful. I can't even fucking stand it. Oh my god. Sorry. I fixed it up earlier and it's just beautiful. Boobs or butt? Boobs. What personality trait turns you on the most? What turns you off? People who are dicks turn me off. They're fucking horrible. But people who can laugh and joke and people who are just funny in general, they really, that's the biggest turn on for me. What's the most interesting thing you've ever read or heard this week? I don't have anything. But I read about the lion, tiger, and the bear who were brothers and they all died together but they loved each other because, yeah, it was weird. Oh my god, wait. What the fuck? Ah, my questions. Okay. Jesus, more questions. Fuck. I didn't realize I had so many. If you could go to lunch with any three people in the past or present, who would it be? Bernie Mac, Billie Eilish, and Lea Michele. I know that's a weird combo of people, but yes. Is it possible could I have a fourth? J. Cole. what do you like to do when you don't feel like doing anything? I read a book because it's nuts. I feel accomplished when I finished it. When I finish it. And I did something, even though I didn't do anything. What's your dream vacation destination? Japan. Do you have a special talent or unusual skill? I can read and sing out loud and repeat everything I just read to you. I don't know if that's weird or unusual, but most people get shocked when I tell them that. What's the one thing you're most passionate about? My books. I know it's such a weird thing, but yeah. What's your most prized possession? My books. I own over 300 of them. They might as well be my prized possessions. Do you have public Twitter or Instagram that you can follow? Yes, I already put that there. But I will put it again. What's your ideal man like? Details on the meat. I don't have a preference on the meat. As long as you want to do things with me, I'm completely fine with that. And I like a man who's funny and who's interested. And I guess you could say I'm a nerd. I like people who can be with me and be happy. That's all. Do you ever consider living in a free use environment? No. Are you into breeding? Yes. I want to make an audio about that. What's the dirtiest thing you've ever done in bed alone or with a partner? I don't have one. I'm pretty basic. What's your bra size? Or do you wish they were bigger? Do you wish they were bigger and why? I'm not going to tell you my bra size. But do I wish they were bigger? Yes. But do I wish they were smaller? Yes. It's weird. I'm like right in the middle. You can probably guess. When will you post the next Moan Your Name? Okay. Ready? I won't be doing that for a while. I'm very stressed out and I'm still feeling under the weather. And I'm going to say this here. I will do it when I'm ready. Thank you. What is your biggest dream? To own a bookstore? Hot chocolate or coffee? Hot chocolate. Comics or manga? Comics because I grew up with it. But if I didn't grow up with comics, I would say manga. Have you ever fucked a stranger before? Mm-mm. No. How do you like to be approached at a bar or in a club that makes you personally horny? I like a guy who can be funny. Someone, tell me a joke and we can get along with it. Okay. Do you watch anime? I do. I love anime. I'm a very big anime fan. And if you do, what's the last anime you watched? I just finished Jujutsu Kaisen. I was recently just watching I was watching My Hero because the new episodes are out. Okay, here's some not safe for work questions. And we're about to go on 30 minutes. Okay. This is fucking long. How big do you like your dick? I don't have a size preference. Does size really matter? No. Kinks, rape, degradation. Actually, I have a lot of kinks. I like everything but shit, piss, and shit, piss, throw up, hard degradation in children. Toys. Do you have any toys? I have a Lush coming in the mail. Wink, wink. I have a dildo and a vibrator, which I have no idea what that is. What physical aspects of a man, of a male, if possible, a female as well, body turns you on the most? Male, it would have to be chest, lips, eyes, and voice. For a female, it would also be chest, lips, eyes, personality when it comes like to sexual things, and voice. Shit, I'm weird. What time are you horniest? Boom. Around this time, wink wink. No, mostly like 12 o'clock. I do it at least 4 times before I pass out. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? I would like to have sex every day, but I do understand having to build that stamina, so I would have to say every 3 days. Yep. I can go every 3 days. Favorite sex position? Fuck, the speed bump. The speed bump is my favorite. I had an experience with that when I was a very active person, and yeah, I don't want to say why, it's weird. Fictional character you want to have sex with the most? Oh, fuck, Gojo. Hawks. Every fucking anime. Dude, I just malfunctioned. Listen, I want to fuck every male character. Okay, not every male character, but every male character. Jeez. Kakashi? Fuck. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking. What are your dick size preferences? Big, large, or small? Or average? Average. That's just a preference. I don't know. But I like our dicks. I don't have a. Okay, average because it's average. You don't really know where you're going. But I don't have a preference. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? I called my cousin a cunt for funny reasons. Are you a virgin? No, I am not. What do you usually wear to bed? A shirt? Do you enjoy your cervix being hit? Sometimes, not all the time. Do you own a bad dragon toy? Not at all. Have you ever had a BBC? Yes. Have you ever cooked anyone? No. Thoughts on anal? Anal's good. Spit or swallow? I'm more of a swallow kind of gal. I think that's all the questions. Okay. Oh, okay, fuck, I forgot one. Do you have a Patreon? No, I do not have a Patreon. Will I ever make one? Possibly. How was your first time? First time was shit, but it was shit. And best kissed? What's your first kiss and your best kiss? Okay, my first kiss was with a boy. I don't even remember, but my best kiss was with this guy. I was really, really high, and I really, really liked him. And I was high, and it was the first time we ever met. And I remember I was so scared to meet up with him. And when I met him, he was just like, "Are you okay?" And I was like hot all over. Whenever he touched me, it was hot. And I thought it was because I was high. But when he kissed me, like everything tingled, my face got hot. When he touched me, my body felt extremely hot. And that's how I knew I really liked him, because the second time he did it, I mean, the second time we met up and kissed, my body also got hot, so it wasn't because I was high. But I could feel the heat from him kissing me the next day. Another point. Will you ever make an Amazon wish list? Yes, I will, if you would like that. I mean, I can make one now. I can do that. I'll put that in under there, and I will put my Twitter under there. I will also put my Ko-fi under there. And yeah. Okay. That was the last question. I think. Yeah. So, let's do this. Alrighty then. Well, how many minutes are we on? Oh, we're on 35. Good. Not gonna lie, I've been playing with myself this entire time. I'm not figuring. It's. Fuck. I think I'm only gonna need like 5 minutes. Did I jump into it too fast? I'm so sorry. Here we are. Okay. I'm gonna go slow. I'm playing with my pussy right now. It's really, really wet. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I can't even speak. I am very happy that people like listening to me. Every time I know that someone came to me, it gets me very horny, but it also warms my heart. Fuck. Oh my god, fuck. I don't know who's listening, but I hope that right now you're playing with your cock or your pussy, and I love the fact that I think, you know, I can, I'm gonna imagine you do it. So, I want you to come with me. And I want you to come with me. And I want all of us to enjoy this, okay? I want you and you and you. And I want all of you to enjoy me coming. And I want to enjoy you coming as well. So please, I want you to come for me. Okay? I want all of you to come for me. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna put my dildo inside of me. Fuck. Fuck, wait. Wait. Fuck. 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 Fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck. If I keep doing that, I'm gonna come. I can't come yet. Fuck. I need at least 5 more minutes. No, I don't think I can hold back. Fuck. No, I can't wait for my lunch to come in. When that comes in, there's gonna be so many new audios. Fuck. I'm so wet. It's gonna go inside me so well. Fuck. I need to move, but I'm gonna come. I'm gonna still come. Cause I can feel it, it's right there. It has to be very quiet. So. Fuck. Thank you for listening, and I hope that I got to answer everyone's questions. I have a couple questions that I didn't answer, but I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that everyone liked my answers and got to know a little bit of more, a little bit more about me. Oh my god, they're making so much noise. I'm gonna go to bed.